This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. And guess who just decided to drop in?
At this time of night, it's crazy.
This time of night, Irvi Majumdar.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, we're great.
Very well.
Did I say the name? Majumdar. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect.
Lots of people don't say it right.
Because Z was the first one to get it right.
Nailed it.
Good.
Last week on the back end of last week's show, we announced that you were going to be on tonight.
Oh, great. I'm sure.
And
one of us had to take the lead.
That's right.
I took it.
And Z got it. So that's awesome.
Slammed up. Fantastic.
Out of the fence. We got it.
What have you been up to tonight? Have you been out and about?
Yeah. So at school, I teach at a high school, so it's in school holidays.
Oh, right on.
Drinking beers with friends at a park.
right on.
Like the kids, yeah.
So you're soaking up the... how many weeks now is it?
I'm into day five, so it's like going pretty quick.
Okay.
There's a countdown.
Yeah. So does that mean you've been hitting stand up a little bit harder?
I was in Sydney just for a couple of days, just like watched some shows there, which was sick. Becky Lucas's taping. And yeah, just like that was inspiring because they're working hard and audiences and stuff. So that was cool.
Definitely. Right on.
Last night, Dirty Secrets was there. And tonight I'm doing Geraldine Hickey's show.
Right on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is, I think, on tomorrow as well. So
what was Sydney like? Did you drive up? Did you fly up?
Flew up. I slept the whole time, so it was great.
Oh,
yeah.
Right on. What's like that flight? It's like a 45-minute flight, right?
Yeah, it's about an hour, but I think like the takeoff and landing is like the biggest part. And I was
exactly. You're like literally like
at the mercy of someone else. Yeah,
ascent and descent longer than you're actually in the air for. Yeah,
yeah. So what a great flight. I think I wasn't too scared, but I thought if I died, it's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Go out sleeping. That's
exactly
the best way to. Just
I just want to live after something like that. It's just like die or nothing.
Well, it'd be a horrible wake up as well.
That's right.
No, that would
real tough wake up call.
Oh,
it would be. Yeah, burning bodies around you. Yeah. What an amazing
lost or whatever it was.
It would be bad, yeah.
So how did you... Are you Melbourne born?
Yeah, I was born in India.
Yeah,
moved here when I was six.
Six,
yeah.
Right. So did you get into stand-up in Melbourne?
Yeah, so about a year ago, it was about a year ago I started. And I think I just, like, watched comedy and, like, in high school I wanted to, like, be an actor and I was always in, like, dramatic stuff. But I wanted to give comedy, like, comedic acting scenes a go.
Yeah.
And then I did, like, a course with Verve Studios where they just, like, did stand-up sketch and, like, just different, like, things. And then they were, like, go to open mics. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Right.
So it was just, like, getting introduced to it through that.
Okay, so who were your favourite comedians, like, going into it? Who do you look up to?
I think I was, like, going through a breakup and it was just, like, watching Sarah Silverman was great.
Sarah.
Obviously, like, Amy Schumer is, like, Inside Amy Schumer?
Yeah, Inside Amy Schumer, yeah.
Yeah, so I was, like, watching a lot of female comedians and, Louis C.K.
Where do you stand on Amy Schumer stealing jokes?
I just choose to, like, last night someone was talking about some other thing about a comedian. I was like, I don't care anymore.
I don't want to know. Comedy Central might be
I'm not here in this life to, like, try and investigate, so I'm just going to take what I get.
Yeah, true. So what about, Any other American? So only like women comics. No men.
Obviously like Louis C.K. is great.
Louis, God love Louis.
Who else? I think I did. I just sort of like intensely watched like a few people and not like a whole breadth of them.
Okay.
Like Mitch Hedberg, obviously, is like the normal people that you'd like. Seinfeld.
Are you one of those people that would just like listen to all the comedy albums and?
Sometimes, but sometimes it's like a little bit boring as well. So it's just see how we go. If it was just like Tinder, blah blah blah, it's just sort of like I get a little bit over it. But
when
there's a good like Sarah Silverman's last album was sick.
What was her last one called? Stardust is amazing. We Are All Stardust or something like that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But she's sick, yeah.
Yeah, what a great special.
Maria Bamford, awesome.
Maria Bamford.
Yeah,
she was a comic that that I was like, oh, because she's one of those comics that always like plays the character.
You know,
she's always a character. And
Have you seen her show?
No, I haven't seen her show.
I think it's just called... Mary Bamford show. Or, like, she did something on YouTube, like, little web series, like, right, ages ago that I watched before I knew comedy was, like, a thing and stuff.
Right on. Do you enjoy comedy podcasts?
I haven't listened to too many. Like, I'd like to hear about how people make jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't listened to that many.
Because you said you did the what was the workshop called?
It was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like with Wes Snelling through Verb Studios and,
right, okay,
yeah, Ross Daniels, yeah.
Okay, so what was how long was that course?
Just a weekend. So I didn't know anything, okay, about comedy before. I didn't know, like, there was like a scene and stuff. So
right,
yeah, I did that for that weekend, and they was like, you know, write down a list of stuff that you hate, list stuff that you love, and like starting to actually think about how to write a stand up routine.
Right, right, that. Okay. And yeah, so what they took you through, joke writing itself, and
yeah, but not so much formula stuff, because it wasn't really a formula. It was just sort of like try and just write jokes, and okay, I hadn't even thought about that
and
before.
Sort of finding your own voice, sort,
yeah,
of, yeah, yeah, okay,
yeah, it
so
was cool.
So do you think that course definitely helped you?
Yeah, definitely.
Mold some,
yeah,
sort
Wes
of voice?
Is great. I think he's like working with the catering show and just different people that he's been in it for. He does Tina Del Faye, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a cartoon. I'm not cartoon. Caricature in
Fringe, right, right,
and Melbourne Festival and stuff. So,
okay,
yeah,
right on. Oh, okay, wow. So what other? So what spots did you immediately hit then? When so you came out of the workshop?
Yeah.
What did you then go and be like? Oh, well, which room should I go to?
Yeah, well, I have a friend Rohan who's like obviously done well in Raw,
yeah,
and is like a really good comedian. So I just know him through my other friend Lewis from uni. So
right on.
Yeah. Well, I just like talked to him, and he was like, "Come to what was it called? Wild."
The Wild?
The Wild, yeah, yeah, the Wild, yeah, yeah. That was the worst. It was like,
did you play this the Super Nintendo they had there?
No, I was just like last on at 11 or something. I mean, like, they were like lovely people that run it. But it was
the way
like,
it goes when you start, though.
It was really like, fun watching. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that was really. It took ages to feel comfortable. Like, I still don't really feel comfortable. It's just starting out.
Still
so.
Working through the stage presence and the stage.
Yeah, sort of, well, yeah, like fluctuating my voice is like.
Did you find any of the like the background in theatre and stuff helped you with that, like as the barrier just to get up on stage and to either create a character or work on a character through that?
Yeah, I think maybe I want to like work more at caricature and like character stuff, but I think just in terms of writing something that you want to be like getting to the point quickly and like not rambling,
yeah,
and like,
okay,
all of that,
yeah,
stuff is like, yeah, you think about what people actually want to watch and maybe that's helpful in that way.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I found that with us, it was the background in drama that helps
drama
you.
Helps a lot. Yeah,
helps,
yeah,
you get that, just that confidence, because it was that thing of like far out, going out for those,
yeah,
first few times.
I think it's just like a respect for performance, because because you can sort of like, if you are not in the scene, you can think and like, why would you get up in front of like a bunch of strangers and humiliate yourself and then get off stage and like cry and so. But I think it's like respect that you can have something to express and you just do that, and
yeah,
exactly, right,
it's like,
yeah,
a sort of process that goes through that, and
that's,
I
right,
think that's what drama helps with as well.
Definitely,
yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was definitely definitely drama is the thing that, you know, helps you and lets you sort of get up in front of those people, but it's still that thing of, oh Jesus, it makes it sort of easier for us because we'll go up there as a duo,
yeah,
and it's just looking at you and not in front of whatever the heck,
yeah,
we're
standing,
yeah, right, in front, yeah, of, yeah, being in our bubble.
Are you the sort of comedian that will look at people, or will you stare down the back of the room?
I try and look at people, but then if they're like having, sometimes you have audience members that have like no reactions, so
yeah,
that's pretty brutal, but it depends. If I'm like bombing, then I probably won't look at people,
yeah,
and if I'm not, then yeah, try,
okay.
I think I'm trying to like be more interactive,
yeah,
yeah,
get like eye contact happening,
yeah,
yeah. I always found
it's impossible,
weird, yeah,
yeah, it's hard in everyday life, let,
yeah,
alone,
yeah,
when
I
you're
make,
on a
I
stage,
like, lighter, don't make eye contact, I'm like a general like include, like just can't talk to people properly, so
how's that going when,
yeah,
when you're teaching the children,
yeah,
bad,
that's when you're looking at the back,
it,
of the room, yeah, 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 at the clock,
I can't say anything,
yeah,
to them without like having a stutter, so yeah.
Did you find being a teacher helped that with that as well, because you're somewhat performing every day in front of,
yeah, you are. I think this year it's like a different, it's like a whole other journey with teaching, because last year I was really I think I was like too nice because I'm like new to the school and
right,
try, like that's my first year of teaching, and this year I've smiled probably like three times in the whole year, so they're like, what's with the, my biggest fear is being Miss, what's her name, Miss Whiteley, or like from Summer Heights High,
right,
okay, English teacher,
oh,
all
right,
like,
yeah,
all the like,
yeah,
Islander,
yeah,
kids,
yeah,
are like,
yeah,
oh, why she doesn't
one,
have a boyfriend,
yeah,
she never smiles, and it's just like, Yeah, that's what I feel like I am. But but yeah, you try, you have like a different role as a teacher or whatever, but it helps to have to like talk
what,
to people.
What years?
10, 11 and 12.
Oh, so yeah. The ones with the biggest, you know, they'll heckle you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I try to make some jokes, and then one time I think I used the same joke twice with different classes, like the same one. They're like, "You're gonna get new material."
Oh no, getting called out.
Like, all right, I'm sorry.
Well, I know how comedy works.
Oh, because I like to say no one cares if like there's someone like there'll be like some random kid just being like, "Oh, like this is going on," and you just like just shut him down by being like, "No one cares," and then the whole class is like, "Ha ha ha!"
Just roasting the kids.
Yeah. And I did it twice. Like the first time was really funny. The second time, someone's like, "You just already did that. Let's get some new material."
while we work on the kids,
I think so.
Yeah.
You will be listening to this. You're listening to Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G
on Joy 94.9. Listen to Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G
on Joy 94.9. And Irvi Majumdar has just stuck around during this song.
But, and spoiled us with some wicked dance moves during that.
I don't know. What would you call those dance moves? There was really crazy grooving arms and legs going there, Irvi. What were they?
Just like maybe, I don't know, full moon inspired.
But yeah, you did give us a full moon.
Yeah.
And, it did happen.
Full
and,
moon
look,
happened.
So we, yeah, luckily it's a midnight show.
It is.
And it's radio, so
and
there's
Mingo,
no...
Yeah.
So there's no full moon to be seen by everyone else. No. But you can go to the Instagram and maybe see a full moon there.
Who knows? Who knows?
So, yeah. Go to the Instagram.
At ZNG Production.
At ZNG Production. But we were talking about rooms. We were talking about rooms. And so you just came from tonight, the Impy.
I'm going there.
I just came
from what I heard, it was a great set.
The Imperial. It was great. Geraldine Hickey's really funny, and I was like honored that she'd want me to do a spot to show.
So it's not an open mic spot.
It was good because about this time last year I just started comedy. Like before I did any spots, I like would watch her at like Crab Lab or something, and think she's awesome. And so it's been really good within that time to be able to like do a spot for her room. Yeah.
So what other rooms are you thinking of hitting up?
At the moment, a lot of the stuff that like Dirty Secrets, Voltaire are all run by the same people, so that's been really good.
What do you think about doing Luca Muller's Gong Show?
I was almost going to do it the other night. I had done Test Lab, which is like a thing where I met Vicky
Hanlon. Is that Vicky Hanlon? Yeah.
She's, it was really helpful because it's like some jokes you like saying it over and over again, but it's not getting the right reaction. So you get some feedback on it.
Okay. So are you just literally say like a set up punchline?
Well, you do your set.
You do the whole set.
Yeah,
okay,
and then people are like critiquing it, which is good because there's like one bit which I'm like not really sure if it's too much information. And then, it was like a good way to restructure it. I was going to stay for the Gong Show, but then I was like super tired and...
Fair enough. You didn't want to get roasted more.
Yeah.
So what was the feedback like though? Was the audience comedians?
Some comedians and also just like some like parents and stuff. But there's a thing in my comedy, I guess I'm finding it's like I want to be catering for more than just like a young audience.
A wider audience.
So like a different age group, and I think some of the bits that I do are a little bit like young people might find it funny, or like maybe they don't, so it's just
I like the what was the joke you had walking into the classroom while to the K-hole? That was...
Yeah.
I'll say I like that.
I should bring it back. I haven't done that in like months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't done... shit. That's a good joke. It's a great joke.
Thank you,
That was, one of the first times I think we saw you, Mad Dog.
Yeah. Mad Dog's great,
But we haven't seen you down there in a while.
I live around the corner, but it's a great room in terms of just like being able to do whatever you
want.
It's
a very, free... Yeah. The freedom room.
It is. It's one of those rooms.
And everyone's supportive, and like no one's going to be.
And a lot of the time, the audience is comedians, so it's just like.
I need a drink.
It's just sort of like one of those rooms that you're practicing in, and they're really important.
And the free drink helps a lot.
Yeah.
It definitely helps.
Exactly.
Well, the MC last week, I don't know.
They
weren't handing out free drinks, so I don't know what was going on there.
Sometimes I remember when I was MCing there because I had to run it during festivals. I think we were like giving out drink cards. Well, at that you do get some like free beer, so like somehow if there's less people, everyone gets a beer. If not,
sometimes
the audience.
Right.
But yeah, you should just ask for it anyway.
How did you find yourself when you were MCing? Because it's a bit different to just getting up and doing your spot. Because when you get off, that's it. You're done.
I think it was really fun because you can. It's like a good time to actually have to write stuff because like everyone else is doing their set, and you can think of like one line that could be funny to like lead on to the next. So I think it's a really good exercise to just to push yourself to do
that. Did you attempt to break down your material into like you know, 2 minute bits or like little bits so you could
yeah.
in between?
I tried, but then I, yeah, like it's, yeah, I guess if you need to like lift the energy up, yeah. You can do that. Otherwise, it's also good to just have some like, you know, 30 seconds to a minute to just like say whatever you want.
Right, right.
And just push yourself to be.
And how'd you find reading the audience on that? Like, you know, whether or not you needed to
do
pick
that.
Up the energy or, you know, how are you at that?
I think everyone has a sense. I think when you know, like, put the energies up, you can kind of just like sense that.
Yeah.
And so, keep the ball rolling.
Like,
yeah.
And especially if it's like a long lineup, you don't want to like take up too much time.
True.
So, kind of just move on.
Are you someone who gets to be in the first bracket these days?
It depends. I think I don't think it's like a. It depends what bracket, like who else is in there.
Who else decides to drop in?
Yeah, I think the overall feeling is like when I started doing comedy a year ago, I was like, yeah, I'll be like good and like I'll just like apply for Raw and like do all this stuff and be really good in a few months. So like now it's like I'm just beginning. So I reckon 5 years, maybe getting a little bit somewhere. But
have you done Raw?
I didn't get through the round, so that was like
was that
cool,
this
whatever.
Last year,
but I had like nightmares. Like I think I just built it up in my head to be like this really big thing, and then I had like. I remember having this like nightmare that like everyone I knew was watching and like hated it like 2 weeks before, and like that just happened again and again leading up. So I was like so pent up.
Yeah.
This year, I think I might apply again, but I feel like it's not the end of the world. So it's just sort of, I think I want to be more like practicing my craft and being good at what I do. So,
Have you got any plans for the comedy festival or anything like that to do like maybe a showcase or something like that?
Well, Raymond Pickering, who's also around doing like, the kind of similar spots as I am. Was talking about doing a show together, so maybe we'll do that.
Ooh,
it's a
right
big
on.
Step.
That's
good.
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks in the Melbourne Festival.
Yeah. Do the first half or the second half of the month?
Maybe we could switch it around and we'll see how we feel.
Yeah. Right. 1 week the start, 1 week the end.
Yeah, exactly. Catch see both what audiences. It's like.
Yeah, do the sandwich effect.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's like interesting because with your own show, you could literally do whatever you want, so we could even have sketch or something in there or something like that. Yeah.
Well, even that split of half an hour each is just like, and then having to try and write half an hour because I'm sure you'd be used to doing the spots. They're so
it's
all tighter than
it's like a big jump. So I'm not really sure.
How would you feel about half an hour of material? Do you think right now that you would have half an hour put together?
No, not half an hour strong at all. But I think
ballpark it.
You'd have. Like, I think like I probably 15. Have like maybe 15. Yeah. Okay. But I think it's all like I think once I have like for me personally, if I have like a goal in mind, I'll work harder towards it. So it won't just be right now. I'm just like doing 500 bits, and when I get sick of them, I just like stop doing it.
Okay.
Like, if they bomb, I stop.
Whereas,
if you have something to work towards, you can just start to develop a theme or like something you actually want to say.
And what's your writing process like? Like, will you put like a jot a note down in your notepad on your phone and then like elaborate on it later on a piece of paper, or are you a napkins person just writing crazy words
things.
Around places?
I'm not sure. I'm trying a couple of different things at the moment. So I was for a bit just like going back on like because like it depends how much time I have at the time as well. So if I've got like a funny memory, I'll go back on that because I did a few. I think there's definitely joke formulas out there, obviously, that you can try and follow. But I felt all the jokes I'd had to write on that weren't like they didn't make me laugh. So when I'd write them, it would be like, there's like a joke formula. It's like element of surprise or like you set up something and then it's like the complete opposite, or like that's
the
like a swerve, formula you follow,
Yeah.
or like a different perspective and you change it in the last minute to being someone else's perspective of what's going on. So I tried to do that with a couple of things and it was like not funny to me, so I stopped doing that.
Okay.
But then I went too into like just talking about my own stories and they weren't really jokes, it was just like a story that I had.
Right.
And so
but
now
still with some laughs in there?
Yeah. So now I'm just trying to like I think I'm trying to do like half an hour of just like whatever writing.
Okay.
And then whatever comes from that, whatever, I think whatever makes me laugh as I'm writing it will be better on stage. So
when you go up on stage, is it you're going through a script that you've written, or is it just the dot points that you know to
no,
hit
definitely
through now?
Script. Well, for ages, I remember the time that I bombed, like, the worst of my life. It was just, like, I had every...
Which room were you at?
Funny at the Brunny.
Okay.
We've spoken about this, Glenzone, if you're listening, which I doubt he is. But, that was the worst that I had every... It wasn't even about, like, not, like, forgetting my lines. Like, I knew... It was just, like, clockwork.
Right.
Because I used to rehearse, like, down to the
T.
But it was just like I was like too drunk and just like basically and just like
you gotta find that balance. Yeah.
So I think I try nowadays to have like generally the idea, but I do try and script it, so it's not really, I know what I'm really gonna say. It's not just sort of like ad-libbing.
Do you think you'll get to a stage where you'll be comfortable enough to just go up there and
freestyle and almost?
I think that's my next goal. So I hear people will just have like an idea and get up stage and then just like kind of roll with it, whereas when I'm like put on the spot, I just like start to mutter and everything I say, I have like a second thought that comes. So I'm like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. So I think trying to just get over that is like my next goal.
Okay, yeah. So where can people find you? I mean, you can get you on the Facebooks. You have a comedy page.
So I think I'll do a show for the Melbourne Festival next year.
Right on.
With Raymond Pickering and just generally in like any of those rooms like Voltaire or where else is there, Dirty Secrets, Dancing Dog, any of those things.
Have you thought about when you're gonna do the comedy festival, have you thought about like ticket pricing and stuff like that? Have you had that discussion on are you gonna market yourself? You know what I mean? Like, how
we're not in it to get money. I think it's more just like having an audience in that stage time. So
breaking even.
Yeah, so I don't really care. I mean, right now it's like I have like my normal job to pay for stuff, so I'm not trying to make money out of the comedy, I'm just trying to like be good. So so whatever, it might just be cheap, but we don't have a venue yet, so we'll decide that.
Where would you think about
venue? Not sure. Do you guys have any?
MP is a good room.
MP is good. Is it, I think, festival,
for the festival,
right?
Very expensive.
Is it a managed room? It's festival managed. So I don't know if we're like really qualified for that, so maybe it'll be,
what's that one above above Goodies? Above that burger shop.
Fad Gallery? No.
Oh, gosh.
The Greek Centre.
The Greek Centre. That's a good spot.
I think that's festival managed as well.
We'll
see. Maybe, I don't know what the, I haven't, like, I was like literally we were talking about it yesterday, so I'm not really sure yet. But
that's awesome. We'll check back in.
Closer to the festival.
Definitely.
That'd be sick. Yeah.
But so people can get you on the Facebook if they search you up, they can find you, add you on a friend.
Rock and roll.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Laugh Out Proud.
With Z&G.
On Joy 94.9.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.